好，奉主圣名啊，开始我们早上的查经。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Bible study.
那我们继续来查考《生命记》的二十六章。
We continue to study Deuteronomy chapter 26.
二十六章，这里一共有十九节。
And in this chapter, there are 19 verses.
这里如果我们查考这个《生命记》的话，我们发觉到这是其中一部分很重要的一段的结束。
And we find that as we study the book of Deuteronomy, this is an important part of the book.
从《生命记》的十二章到二十六章是摩西这个谈到的一些律法或者说律例典章的再次的提醒百姓。
So from chapters 12 to 26 is a reminder made by Moses of the principles and the laws.
因为百姓他们将要进入这个神所应许给他们的迦南地。
Because the people were to enter into the promised land.
所以从十二章到二十五章，我们发觉到摩西谈到很多一些他们生活上需要知道的指南。
So from chapter 12 to verse chapter 25, it is talking about these guidances.
所以到了二十六章呢。摩西应该可以说是做一个总结。
So when it comes to chapter 26, then it is a summary.
这里可以十九节里二十六章里都可以大概分为三个大段来讲。
So in chapter 26, we can split it into three broad parts.
第一段是从第一节到十一节。
And the first part is from verse 1 to verse 11.
是来谈到说他们怎么样献他们出熟的这些土产来感谢主的恩典。
And this talks about how they are to offer their first fruits and their harvest.
从十二节到十五节是第二段。
And from verse 12 to verse 15 is the second part.
就是说要怎么样把这个十分之一拿出来帮助除了给这些利未人在圣殿里服侍在会幕里服侍的这些人以外呢，还要照顾这些孤儿跟寡妇。
And that when they offer their tithes, it's not only to help the Levites who are serving in the tabernacle, but also the strangers, the fatherless, and the widow.
最后一段十六节到十九节。
And the last portion from verse 16 to verse 19.
再一次又谈到说要怎么样百姓要尽心尽性来遵守神的诫命，来守神的律法。
And it is a reminder from Moses for the people to keep these commands, statutes, and judgments.
所以这里我们回来先开始看这个二十六章的第一段。
So we return to the first part.
我们先来读这个第一节到第三、第四节。
We read from verse 1 to verse 4.
你进去得了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地居住。第二节。就要从主你神所赐给你地上所收的各种出收的土产取下来取些来剩在筐子里王主你所神所拣选要立为他名的居所去第三节见当时做祭司的对他说我今日向耶和华你神明认我已来到主向我们列祖起誓应许赐给我们的地第四节祭司就从你手里取过筐子来就在耶和华你神的坛前。
Verse 1 and it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it. Verse 2 that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. Verse 3, and you shall go to the one who is priest in those days, and say to him, I declare to the Lord your God that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Verse 4, then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God.
这是神借着摩西告诉当时的百姓。
So here God is telling the people through Moses.
当他们进去得了神所赐给他们这个为业之地啊，得到居住以后。
Once they have started to inhabit the promised land.
他们就可以在这个这块地啊，开始了有了自己的生活。
And they start to have their own livelihoods.
当然在这个这个农作的这个生产当中呢，神要他们把出熟的土产来献给神。
And when they were working as farmers, then they were to offer of their first fruits.
就好像第二节这里头所讲的他们就要将所收的各种出熟的土产呢取些来生在筐子里往神所拣选立为他名的居所去。
As it says in verse 2, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God has given you, and put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide.
这是神要他们来纪念或者记得的一件事情。
This was something that the Lord wanted people to remember.
他们能够得到进入神所给他们为业的这个地方。
And to remember that it was the Lord that had given them this inheritance, this land.
他们就应该懂得来感恩啊。
So they had to know how to give thanks.
因为这是神所赐给他们的。
Because this land was given to them by God.
所以他们就应该要把土地里生出来的好的土产啊，来献给神。
Thus they were to offer of the first fruits of their produce.
就好像神当时跟他们要求把他们的长子或者这些头生的牲畜献给神一样。
And just like how they were to offer of the first of the flocks.
因为要让他们知道所得到的都是神所赐给他们的。
Because everything that they received, everything that they had was from God.
所以呢这些能够居住在迦南地的选民他们要来纪念这个事情。
So for the people, as they were coming into the land of Canaan, then they were to remember these things.
我们发觉到这是当时摩西要他们每一个人进入迦南地以后必须要去注意或者要去做的事情。
So these were the things that the people had to take heed of.
如果我们来看这个第五节到第十一节。
If you look at verse 5 to verse 11,
第五节说你要在主你神面前说我主原是一个坚王的亚兰人下到埃及聚居他人口稀少在那里却成了又大又强人数很多的国民第六节埃及人虐待我们苦害我们将苦功加在我们身上第七节于是我们哀求耶和华我们列祖的神主听见我们的声音看见我们所受的困苦劳碌欺压第八节他就用大能的手伸出来的膀臂并大而可畏的事并神迹奇事领我们出了埃及第九节将我们领进这个地方把这流奶以蜜之地赐给我们第十节主啊现在我把你所赐给我地上出熟的土产奉了来随后你要把筐子放在主你神面前向耶和华你的神下拜十一节你和利未人并在你们中间聚居的要因耶和华你神所赐你和你家的一切福分欢乐
Verse 5 then you shall answer and say Before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian, about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. 6. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Verse 7. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. Verse 8. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. Verse 9. He has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10. And now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. Verse 11. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you.
啊，这里是谈到说，当他们在奉献啊，他们这些出熟的土产的时候。
So here it tells us that as they were offering their first fruits.
啊，他们要口中要有这样的念词啊。
They were to say such things.
啊，说我的祖先原来是一个将亡的亚兰人。
To state that their father or their predecessors were Syrians.
啊，在埃及聚居的时候啊，是从很少的人口。啊，又成了一个又大又强、人数很多的国民。
And when going down to Egypt, dwelling there, they were few in number.
但是在埃及呢，却受到埃及人的欺压。
And in Egypt, they were afflicted and they were oppressed.
不单只没有被灭绝，但是还蒙神的带领，能够离开埃及。
However, they did not perish, yet they were blessed by God and they became mighty.
让他们今天果真的能够来到这个。神所应许给他们祖先的流奶以蜜之地。
So that in this day they were able to come into the promised land.
让他们能够真的能够在那里来居住。
So that they can dwell in this promised land.
而且能够在那里来享受地上所丰盛的土产。
To be able to experience and to enjoy the abundant first fruits.
要让他们知道要清楚的认识在每一个过程当中都有神奇妙的带领。
So this was to remind them that they had to recognize that at every point God was guiding them.
所以摩西要当时的百姓要这样牢牢的记着。
So Moses wanted the people to remember.
所以在收成的时候必须要这样来献上他们出熟的土产。
As they were receiving of their harvest, then this was what they were to do.
虽然这些土产的奉献其实重要的意义不是在这个土产的价值是什么。
And although it was about the offerings of the first fruits, it is not about the value.
这是他们对神的态度是怎么样。
But it is about the attitude that they had.
每一样的土产有它不同的价值。
The first fruits of different individuals will be of different value.
但是神所看重的就是他们愿意不愿意把这个来献给神。
However, what God looks upon is whether they have the heart of being willing to offer to God.
换句话说，神要他们不单只要来纪念这个事情。
So God not only wanted them to remember this issue.
更重要的就是他们有这种愿意的心把它来奉献出来。
But for them to have a willing heart to offer to God.
今天我们能够在教会里头来服侍，来奉献我们的时间奉献我们的金钱。
Today we have the opportunity to offer our time or our money to the church.
也是神所在乎的，就是看我们的内心。
And this is also what God looks highly upon. That is the heart that we have.
我们可以把很多的金钱放到奉献箱里头。
We may put much money into the offering box.
但是神是要看我们的内心。
However, the Lord looks at the heart.
就好像主耶稣在世上传福音的时候。
Just like when Jesus was preaching.
他怎么样来称赞这个寡妇所奉献的两个铜板。
How he had praised the woman who had offered two mites.
这个寡妇所奉献的非常少。
This widow had offered very little.
我们来看马可福音的十二章。
We turn to Mark chapter 12.
请打开马可福音十二章。
Mark chapter 12.
十二章的四十一节。
Mark chapter 12 verse 41.
十二章的四十一节。
Mark chapter 12 verse 41.
耶稣对云库坐着，看众人怎么样，投钱入库。有好些财主往里头投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来往里头投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说，我是在告诉你们，这寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但从这寡妇是自己不足，把他一切养生的都投上了。
Verse 41 to verse 44. 41, now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. 42. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. 43, so he called his disciples to himself and said to them, Surely I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. 44, for they all put in out of all, out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.
所以这里告诉我们，主耶稣称赞这个寡妇所投上的两个小钱。
So here Jesus is praising this widow for putting in the two mites.
因为她是自己的不足，而且把她养生的都投上了。
Because she put in out of her poverty all that she had and her whole livelihood.
所以我们有机会来奉献了，我们必须要抓把握这个机会。
So when we have the opportunity to offer, then we should take hold of the opportunity.
同样的，今天得到神所给我们很多的恩典。
Likewise, we receive much grace from God.
我们在神的看顾之下，我们都有平安，都有神所给我们的福气。
And we have received of His peace and His blessings.
我们回来看这个生命记的26章。
Let's return to Deuteronomy chapter 26.
刚才我们所读的第5节到第9节。
Earlier we read from verse 5 to verse 9.
是说到说，叫他们必须要这样来去读，说自己的祖先是一个将亡的亚兰人。
And these were the things that they were to say, that they were Assyrian.
他们一直念到说，后来呢，就能够进入到神所赐给他们的这个迦南美地。
And talk about all the way until where they have received this promised land.
这一连串的宣告。 就是要百姓知道很重要的一件事情。
And this proclamation is to tell the people an important fact.
也是让他们知道说，生命是来自神的。
And it is to tell the people that life is in the hand of God.
以色列的这个民族也是神所拣选的。
And the nation of the Israelites were chosen by God.
他们今天有这个自由，也是来自神。
Today they have this freedom, it is because it is from God.
他们能够来到迦南地来居住为业，也是神所赏赐给他们的土地。
Them being able to go into the promised land of Canaan is also according to God.
他们今天手上能够献出，献上这个出手给神，也是神所赐给他们的。
And in this day, the first fruits that they have received in their hands is because of God.
也就是说，神要让他们知道，他们的一切从他们生命到今天，都是神所赐给他们的大恩典。
And it is to tell them that all things in their life is from the great grace of God.
所以我们成为神的儿女，我们要有这种感恩的心。
So today we have become the children of God, and we have to have this thankful heart.
所以神也希望当时的百姓懂得来怎么样来感恩。
So there was this hope from God that the people knew how to give thanks.
他们生活上得到神的福气，他们就应该懂得来感谢神。
By receiving of this blessing and the grace of God, that they would know how to give thanks.
今天我们能够来信耶稣，来得到主耶稣的救赎。
Today we have been able to come to know of Jesus and also to know of the gospel of salvation.
也就是主耶稣给我们每一个人的恩典。
This is a great grace from God.
所以我们可以看一下加拉太书的第3章。
We can turn to Galatians chapter 3.
我们请打开加拉太书的第3章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书的第3章，我们可以看26节到29节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 29.
这里说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。27节，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人，自主为奴或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为义了。29节，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。 是照着应许承受产业的了。Verse 26,
for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
这里是保罗告诉我们的，我们虽然肉体上不是属于亚伯拉罕。
So Paul here is telling us, although physically we are not of the offspring of Abraham.
但是因为我们今天因信了主耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
However, because we have come to believe in Jesus, then we have become the sons of God.
保罗说受洗归入基督就是来披戴基督了。
And to belong to Jesus is to put on Christ.
所以不管我们是犹太人希利尼人自主为奴或男或女都在主耶稣基督成为义了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all in all one in Christ Jesus.
所以二十九节保罗说，既然是属乎主耶稣基督那我们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔照着应许承受产业的了。
Verse 29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed.And heirs according to the promise.
所以既然我们也是一样的是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们要懂得来怎么样来敬畏神，来感谢主所给我们的恩典。
So since we have also become Abraham's seed, then we likewise ought to have a thankful heart.
我们回来看这个生命记的二十六章。
And we return to Deuteronomy chapter 26.
我们来看第二段十二节到十五节。
We look at the second portion.
十二节到十五节
From verse 12 to verse 15.
每逢三年就是十份取义之年你取完了一切土产的十份之一要分给利未人和聚居的已孤儿寡妇使他们在你城中可以吃得饱足
Verse 12, when you have finished laying aside all the tithe of your increase in the third year,The year of tithing, and have given it to the Levites, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat within your gates and be filled.
十三节
13.
你要在耶和华你神面前说，我已将圣物从我家里拿出来，给了利未人和聚居的，以孤儿寡妇，是照你所吩咐我的一切命令。你的命令我没有违背，也没有忘记。
13, then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the holy tithe from my house, and also have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them.
这里神要他们懂得怎么样来分享他们所得到，而且要把十分之一拿出来。
So here it is for them to know how to take out the tithe,And also to share.
这里十二节里都谈到说，谁可以得到这个十分之一
？So in verse 12, it mentions of who can receive of these tithes.
就是这些的利未人，还有聚居的，还有这些孤儿跟寡妇。
It is for the Levites, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow.
不单只是这样神还要他们这样十三节里头这样说。
And not only this, in verse 13, God said, I want them to sing.
要说我已将圣物从我家里拿出来给了利未人寄居的孤儿寡妇是照你所吩咐我一切的命令。你的命令我没有违背也没有忘记。
Verse 13, then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the holy tithe from my house and also have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow,According to all your commandments which you have commanded me, I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them.
所以让我们发觉到除了他们要把出熟的土产要献给神以外他们还要把这个十分之一来奉献出来。
So apart from offering up their first fruits, they were also to take out their tithes.
这也是在摩西的律法里头一次再一次的来提醒他们必须要做的事情。
And this was repeatedly taught to them in the law of Moses.
也要他们世世代代要来遵守的。
And for them to keep in every generation.
所以他们必须要知道一件事情。
They were to remember or to know one thing.
他们今天的生活所得到的这种的丰富都是从神那里来。
Today what they have received, all the abundance is from God.
所以他们必须遵照摩西的规定要来去奉献十分之一给城中的人。
So they were to act out in accordance to the command of Moses to take out the tithes.
把这些十分之一来帮助利未人，献给利未人。
And these holy tithes were to help the Levites.
来帮助那些寄居的人。
The strangers.
还有这些需要的孤儿寡妇。
And those in need, so the fatherless and the widow.
让他们能够在他们所寄居的地方同样的得到照顾。
So that in the promised land, all the people were to be able to experience this good life.
所以他们要在神的面前来这样的承认说他们没有违背也没有忘记神的吩咐。
And they were also to state that they had not transgressed the commandments, but they have kept the commandments that they have commanded them.
所以这是神借着摩西希望他们必须来做的事情啊。
So this was in the hope that they would be reminded and to keep the commandments.
而且希望他们必须要去来遵守的。
And so that they would keep them.
所以十四节里头摩西又告诉他们要这样说。
And in verse 14, Moses told them to say this.
我手上的时候没有吃这圣物不洁净的时候也没有拿出来又没有为死人送去。我听从了主我神的话都照你所吩咐的行了。
14, I have not eaten any of it when in mourning, nor have I removed any of it for an unclean use, nor given any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord my God and have done according to all that you have commanded me.
这里也很清楚有一些他们要注意的地方。
So here it's very clear on some areas that they were to be very careful of.
就是说在手上的时候呢没有吃这圣物。
That when it is in their hands, they have not eaten of it.
不洁净的时候也没有拿出来。
During their mourning or when they have, or for any unclean use.
也没有为死人送去。
Nor given for the dead.
所以这里什么叫做没有为死人送去呢
？So here, what does it mean by nor given any of it for the dead？
就是说来献给死人呢。
That is to offer it to the dead。
这是当时一些这些拜偶像，就是异教人他们一些来祭拜已经死去的人的一些祭拜的这种物品。
So these were some of the acts or the behaviors of those who conduct ancestral worship.
所以摩西告诉他们以色列百姓不能来效仿他们或者是学他们的这种的祭拜死人的方法。
So Moses here was telling them that they were not to act in the same way.
所以这是立法很严厉的禁止的一件事情。
And this was a strict forbidden for them.
不能把这个十分之一当时他们认为看为是圣物来为死人来献祭。
That they were not to take of this holy tithe to offer it for the dead.
15节。
Verse 15.
求你从天上你的圣所垂看赐福给你的百姓以色列。以你所赐给我们的地就是你向我们列祖启示赐给我们。留乃隐秘之地。
15, look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, just as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以这里是摩西再次提醒他们要想一想神会从天上圣所来垂看他们。
And here Moses is reminding them that God is looking down from his holy habitation.
神会赐福给他的以色列百姓。
To bless his people.
也会来赐福给这个迦南地。
And to bless the land.
所以他们有这个责任要把这个十分之一的奉献来跟其他需要的人来一起分享。
So they had this duty to share this holy tithe with those in need.
所以今天教会能够有好的运作，我们有新的会堂，都是因为弟兄姐妹爱心的奉献。
So today we have the opportunity to have our chapel be renovated is because of the good works of the brethren.
虽然在这个疫情当中我们都可以说虽然慢慢的已经可以比较自由 但是对我们到教会来说还是一个封锁。
Although because we are still within this pandemic, we are less restricted, we are still unable to go to church.
所以啊，大家都还不能够到教会一起来聚会来敬拜神。
We're unable to gather together as a church, to worship in the chapel.
教会有很多的事情，有很多的需要，是需要我们大家来去关心，一起关心，一起来照顾的。
And there are many matters of the church which requires the care and the concern of all the brethren.
有很多的地方弟兄姐妹都希望有一个会堂来敬拜神。
And all the brethren have this hope that we are able to gather together to worship in one place.
有一些地方呢，有些弟兄姐妹希望有会堂来敬拜神。
And in some other locations, there is a hope that they will too have their own place to worship together.
所以呢，如果有需要，我们就应该呢一起来奉献我们所有的。
So if there is a need and if there is an opportunity, then we should offer to help those places of worship.
让大家都能够一起来得到神所赐给我们的福气。
That they too are also able to receive of the blessing from God.
我们现在来看最后一段，16节到19节。
We also look at the final section from verse 16 to verse 19.
16节到19节。
Verse 16 to verse 19.
主你的神今日吩咐你行这些律例典章，所以你要尽心尽性，谨守遵行。17节，你今日认耶和华为你的神，应许遵行他的道，谨守他的律例诫命典章，听从他的话。18节，耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他一切诫命。19节，又使你的称赞、美名、尊荣、超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名。
16. This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. 17. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, that you will obey his voice. 18. And today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you that you shall keep all his commandments. 19. And that he will set you high above all nations which he has made, in praise and name and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken.
这里我们发觉到摩西啊，再一次来提到要怎么样来去遵守神的诫命跟守神的律法。
So here Moses is once again reminding the people to keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments.
这也是他在这从十二章到二十六章最后的一个总结的一个再一次提醒。
And this is once again a conclusion or a summary of chapter 12 to chapter 25.
26章。
Chapter 26.
虽然这是老话重提。
So although this is a repeat of what he has spoken of before.
但是摩西觉得这是一件非常重要的事情。
However, for Moses, this was a very important thing.
他希望百姓能够来谨守遵行神的诫命跟神的律法。
He had the hope that the people would be able to observe and keep the statutes and judgments.
要好好的来遵守听从神的话。
To listen and to keep his commands. And his voice.
我们可以先回头看这个生命记的十二章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
生命记的十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们存活一世的日子，在耶和华你们列祖神所赐你们为业的地上，要谨守遵行律例典章，乃是这些。
Verse 1, these are the statutes and judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord your God, Lord God of your fathers, is giving you to possess all the days that you live on the earth.
所以我们发觉到十二章第一节摩西讲完这些话以后呢，就开始把这些很重要的事情在他们跟他们重新再叙述一次。
So after Moses has spoken this, he goes on to talk about the statutes and the judgments for them to keep.
遵守遵行律例典章，摩西一次再一次在他写这个生命记里头常常出现的一句话。
So over and over again within Deuteronomy, Moses talks about keeping and observing the statutes, judgments, and commands.
如果我们回到这里26章来看，
If we return to chapter 26,
26节摩西再一次这样来提醒百姓。
In verse 16, Moses once again reiterates this.
神今日吩咐你们行这些律例典章，所以你们要尽心尽性遵守遵行。
This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以神要他们来遵守遵行这个事情。
So God wants them to listen and to keep these laws.
不可以来忘记。
Not to forget.
所以我们发觉到摩西他不怕重复再重复的向百姓来讲。
Moses is not afraid to repeat over and over again.
以摩西40年这个信仰的这种经历他觉得这是百姓必须要再听到的。
Over these 40 years, according to his own experience and faith, he knew that it was important for them to be reminded.
要他们来听从神的话。
To listen to the word of God.
因为他们如果听从神的话的话。
Because if they were to keep and to listen to the word of God.
神就会继续来接受这些以色列百姓为神的子民。
Then God would accept these people as his people.
19节这里所讲的。
In verse 19.
又会使他们得到称赞美名尊荣超乎他所造的万民之上。
And that he will set you high above all nations, which he has made in praise and name and in honor.
同样的，我们今天成为神的儿女。
Likewise, today we have become the children of God.
我们有没有真正的来认识我们所相信的这位独一的真神呢？
Have we come to truly know this one true God whom we believe?
我们有没有好好的来遵行他的吩咐，守神的诫命？
Have we kept his commandments?
我们如果认识神，
If we know God,
他就会我们就会去来遵行他的话。
And then we will know to keep his commands.
所以这里十七节这里说你今日认耶和华为你的神。
So in verse 17 here it says, today you have proclaimed the Lord your God, Lord to be your God.
我们如果读这句话，我们再想一想。
And when we read this, and we think about it.
意思说，如果你今天开始来认识这位神，为你的神。
If today we proclaim the Lord to be your God, to be our God,
他来遵守他的诫命跟律例典章
to keep his ways and to keep his statutes,
来听从他的话
and to obey his voice,
那么呢，神就会照样的从今天他所应许的永远的爱着你，成为他的子民。
Then likewise, he will love us and to make us as his people.
所以十九节神说摩西告诉他们他们要永远成为神的百姓得到称赞美名尊荣，而且超乎万民之上。
That is why in verse 19, Moses tells them that God will set you high above all nations which he has made.In praise and name and in honor that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God.
更重要的，能够成为神圣洁的子民。
And more importantly, that we may be a holy people to the Lord.
所以今天如果我们同样的来认识了我们主耶稣基督。
Today, if we likewise know Jesus Christ.
我们真的要好好去来思想，怎么样来遵行神的话。
Then we have to reflect and think about how we are to keep his commands.
同样的，要怎么样来做神圣洁的子民，得到神的福气。
So that we can be his people and to receive of his blessings.
所以我们今天能够坐在这里来一起来学习一起来听道理。
Today we have the opportunity to sit together to listen and to learn of his word.
我们今天所学习到的，我们所得到的，是属于我们自己的。
And today what we have learned, what we have received is for us.
正如主耶稣所讲，这是别人是没有办法可以来夺去的。
And just like what Jesus has said, this is the good part which no one can take away.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
我们请看路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
我们来看四十二节。
Verse 42.
四十二节。
42.
但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
42, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
这里是主耶稣啊，怎么样来称赞当时的玛利亚。
So here Jesus is praising Mary.
主耶稣说，那上好的福分啊，是不能夺去的。
He was saying how this is the good part, which will not be taken away.
玛利亚是选择哪一个福气呢？
What part has Mary taken?
她就是坐在主耶稣的脚前来听道理。
She had chosen to sit before the feet of Jesus to listen to his word.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要把握机会。
So brothers and sisters, we have to take hold of the opportunity.
虽然我们在这疫情当中我们行动受到很多的不自由。
Although during this time we are restricted in our movement.
但是呢，我们却有很多的机会能够来听聆听神的话，学习主的道。
However, at the same time, we have many opportunities to listen to the word of God.
这个上好的福分是我们是取决于我们要不要去来领受，要得到。
And this good part is down to us whether we want to decide to take or not.
因为如果我们愿意去学习
，If we are willing to learn，
正如主耶稣在马太福音书十八章里头告诉我们
，Just like how in Jesus has taught us in Matthew chapter 18。
我们来看马太福音的十八章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 18。
十八章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20。
因为无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
这里主耶稣说两三个人奉他的名聚会神主耶稣就在他们当中。
Here Jesus is telling us that if two or three of us are gathered together in his name, then he is in the midst.
所以我们不要看轻我们每一节每一次的崇拜。
So let us not look down upon our worship together.
我们如果相信神的话。
If we believe in God.
我们奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的聚会。
And we start the service in the name of Jesus.
主耶稣就会在我们当中。
Jesus will be in our midst.
我们一起来好好的学习神的话是一个上好的福分。
And for us to gather together to listen to the word of God.
更重要的让我们能够明白主的话语能够让我们在道理上能够来扎根。
And importantly for us to understand his word and to be rooted in his word.
尤其我们现在的世代非常的邪恶。
Especially in this generation which is evil.
也有很多的这些异端的出现。
And there are many heresies and deceptions.
所以我们更需要对主的话要很清楚的认识。
We ought to all the more be more clear on the word of God.
要明白我们所信的是什么。
To believe in what we have first received.
对教会所教导的十大信条五大教义是非常的清楚。
To be very clear on the 10 basic beliefs.
这样呢我们才不会受到这些邪教这些异端的影响。
That we are not swayed by these false teachings.
这些我们必须要去自己每一个人来努力的地方。
And this is what we have to work on, each of us individually.
如果你知道最近所发生的事情。
If we know of what has been happening recently.
教会也在这事情上非常的关注。
And the church has been has been concerned about it.
所以有很多的聚会特别给弟兄姐妹来做提醒。
So there are many services and fellowships to remind the members.
他们会在这个脸皮书或者 Twitter 或者在很多其他的这种资讯上来想要来影响网页上来影响我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
On various social media platforms, these heresies and these false teachings are trying to influence the members.
所以我们要更加的谨慎。
So we have to be very vigilant.
最近我们也发觉到他们在做一些更多的事情。
And and they have been working hard as well.
他们也在出自己的圣灵报。
They have been issuing their own Holy Spirit monthly.
我们如果在网上找圣灵报的时候，
and if we are looking for the issues of Holy Spirit monthly online,
大家必须要来注意。
Then we have to be careful.
不要看错了。
Not to look at the wrong issue.
因为也有假的圣灵报出现。
Because there are false Holy Spirit monthly.
当你在 YouTube 找道理的时候。
And likewise, when you are looking for sermons on YouTube.
你也要小心啊。
You likewise need to be careful.
他们也在 YouTube 放上很多他们的道理啊。
They also have their sermons on YouTube.
虽然他们打的广告也是真耶稣教会。
Even though they proclaim themselves to be True Jesus Church.
但是这些是分离分子。所做的手法要来影响我们真教会的信徒。
However, these are the works of those who have departed from the truth to influence the members.
所以我们要时时刻刻的警醒。
So at all times we have to be very watchful.
所以我们求主耶稣来帮助我们每一个人。
So we ask the Lord to help each and every one of us.
让我们每一个人都能够在主的道理上能够站立得稳。
That we may be steadfast in the truth.
就好像这里生命记的26章所提到的。
Just like as it is mentioned in Deuteronomy 26.
我们每一个人都得到神所给我们很多的福气。
We have received the blessings of God.
我们从神那里得到的我们也可以跟别人来分享。
We ought to also share of the blessings we have received with others.
教会有需要。
The church has needs.
要买会堂。
To purchase places of worship.
要去帮助一些需要帮助的弟兄姐妹。
To help those members who are in need.
我们都可以奉献我们的这些钱财。来报答神所给我们的福气。
We can offer up our money and our time.
更重要的，我们要来尽心尽性来守神的诫命。
And more importantly, for us to observe these commands with all our heart and with all our soul.
也是摩西当时告诉百姓必须要去不可忘记的一件事情。
And this is also what Moses told the people that they were not to forget.
我想这也是我们每一位弟兄姐�妹要在道理上来坚固我们自己的信仰。
And this is also for us to work on in our faith.
让我们不会受到这些异端这种事情的这种的引诱丧失了这个属灵的生命。
That we are not swayed by these false teachings, that we will lose our salvation.
接下来我们要做结束的祷告。
So now we're going to pray.